Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Damn, we didn't even get no test run. We're just
in it. We're going raw. We're going in. We're going in deep end.
20 inches, some people.
20
inches, some people might like it. Princess. I forget what it is.
You came across that. I had never heard that. I heard that somewhere.
We came across, me and Black Mystery Girl, came across a album that was very unique, to say the very least about it.
Well, you're going to have to remember that chick's name, otherwise it's all mute now. Moot point.
Princess Vaeja.
And you're saying, like, you'd have to Google the songs, because we're going to ruin them if we try to do them now.
Yeah, one is called, dare I say, maybe the most popular song on there. Could be a very heartfelt track called Swallow My Kids.
it is a very heartfelt track. I think you should Google it. I think everybody should listen to it.
Should follow that and let them know that the song is about swallowing nuts. So I don't know. I don't want to ruin it for you, but I don't want to leave you guys in suspense.
I don't understand how that kind of music gets a record deal.
I think she explained on her next song, which is called Niger Pussy, because she's from Nigeria. She says it's the softest and the finest. So it might have something to do with the record deal. I'm not sure if I can say that. I feel racist when I say that, but she said it.
So it's okay.
So it's okay. I had to describe it to you. I'm not saying that.
I don't.
And then later in another song, she says just how wet said pussy is by comparing it to SpongeBob. That's how wet it is. SpongeBob at the bottom of the ocean. And then a child's chorus goes, SpongeBob SquarePants.
You know, back in the day when you and I were like teenagers and we were in high school and we're like, we're saying some dumb shit, but they would rhyme and we're like, oh, fuck, we need a record contract. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
We probably should have followed up on that. We probably should have followed through with it. You know, right now we could be like those dumb rappers with all the face tattoos and like jewelry in their mouths and like going to jail for ratting on people, but then getting out and wearing all kinds of LGBTQ appropriate clothing.
Is that what we're doing?
Hey, man, all I know is that these degenerate looking folks that are softer than a wet ice cream sitting out in the sun have all this money. All this money.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong about that.
I'm not wrong about that at all.
You're very accurate about that.
At all. So anyways, dog, on a side note, apart from this stupid we should have gone with the record deal situation.
Should have, man. I remember when that shitty business guy came down and was like, hey, you want a record deal? I'm like, no. He's like, hey, pay you lots of money and I'll own you for life. I was like, ah, see, that's the second part. I'm not real crazy about you owning me for life. He's like, come on, man. It's cool. He's like, you only have to suck my dick once. I'm like, whoa. Whoa. I don't know if I want to do that, man. I think when you have to suck a dick, I think my record contract's off the table, man.
You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it's not the only time it's happened.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Sure it's happened a lot.
It's happened a lot, man.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Tekashi 7521 probably had to suck a lot of dicks.
I mean, if I was a betting man, no, I'd just say anyways. Just leave it at that. I'll leave it at that. Anyways, what's going on, dog? We haven't had a podcast in a while, and I'll take the blame on that.
COVID's running rampant.
It's been my bad.
I know you've been busy as fuck. Just been running rampant with the COVID.
The COVID, dog. Did you ever have your dick reduction surgery?
I did.
You know what I'm saying? You can't be carrying all that meat around and then still expect your brain to have blood.
It's too much. That song, 20 inch dick. That song's about me.
That's about you. It makes sense. Makes sense. I mean, how'd that surgery go? You going in for that yet?
You can't. I still can't bust one because if I do, the
bust the seam?
Seam's going to just
crack open.
It's going to look like a Mortal Kombat fatality. Just
yeah, you don't want that.
No. It's just going to be nut and semen and blood just everywhere.
How long you got to go until you got to
about 2 months.
Oh, 2 months, man. You're gonna be leaking like a fire hose the first time you go. You're gonna be coating walls. This would be a good time for you to just think about what color you want to paint your walls. And
hey,
just,
man, you gotta.
You're like, I'm gonna go with the white this time.
Look, man, people gear up for No Nut November. I'm in No Nut. What is it, May?
No Nut 2020.
No Nut 2020.
Like, I'm trying not to nut all of 2020.
No Nut.
Because apparently, drink, shot. Mm-hmm. This is the time. I mean, dude, 2020, I said it on some sort of social media.
Right.
I was like, 2020 is the year of drama.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody I know is going through drama.
Right.
Everyone.
Every single person.
High levels of drama. Low levels of drama, like, I can't handle my not getting my Starbucks every morning, to like legitimate drama.
Fun fact about Starbucks, because I was doing some DoorDash, right? And then a thing came on, it's like, oh, pick up these drinks from Starbucks. I'm like, fuck, who's lazy enough not to go get their drinks from Starbucks? I'm like, dumb question. White people. I already know, white people. And then so I go, and I'm like, fuck. I can't get out of the car. I got to wait in line in my car. I'm like, I guess that's cool because you got to go through a drive-thru because they weren't letting nobody in because it was
COVID.
COVID.
Because COVID is running rampant.
Rampant.
And people are just literally dying as you're walking outside. Like, you're just driving through some sort of office air space and you just see dead bodies everywhere because COVID is so bad. They don't know what to do with the bodies. They're just throwing them on the corner of the streets. What are we going to do?
What are we going to do, son? It looks like Dishonored.
There's going to be somebody in New York that's going to listen to this, and they're going to be like, oh my God, PTSD. That's exactly what it was like here.
I mean, ask Hitler. He never had a problem.
Oh, fuck.
Did he ever have a problem getting rid of bodies?
Look,
no.
One thing, while I don't want to talk about Corona for a long time, because I feel like people are just overtired of it. One thing that... what's his name? Not Tesla.
Hitler?
Hitler. No, not Hitler. Elon Musk. He was on Rogan's podcast again. And he made up a good point. Like, you know, how many hospitals are... Because, you know, hospitals sometimes get incentives for patients that come in and they designate them as COVID patients.
Right.
So how many hospitals are saying, oh, yeah, we have far more COVID patients so that they get far more government funding and support, right? Because especially, like, hospitals are in a tight spot right now where they have to have an X amount of beds available if in case this thing turns into a Ebola, like a legitimate, you know, mm-hmm. thing like Ebola. And they have to have those beds available. So I could see them hiking up some of the patients who are not COVID as COVID. And he said, I mean, there's probably people dying of, like, you know, loss of an arm. And they're like, oh, yeah, there's a COVID patient. You know what I mean? Like, it's probably happening. So he made a good point.
Like,
and I could
they're like, what if that man had all that cancer in his brain, but
COVID. COVID rampant. COVID was a reason he died.
Reason.
The cancer would have been there forever.
Yeah.
He would have survived forever. But, and it's probably true, right? So of those numbers, of those highly, highly, highly unimpressive death numbers, you gotta admit, it's got to be probably 10 to 20% fluff.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So if you're talking about 100,000 people that quote unquote have it, that means really, really.
Half of that maybe?
I would say at least 20% of that is bullshit. I would say, right? Because, like, in the beginning, the testing was dog shit. I would hear of places, people that would get a test in one hospital, and they'd be positive, and they get a test in another hospital, and then they're
negative. Funny how that works.
You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like skeptical hippo is very skeptical. Mm-hmm. So it's but to me, it, you know, especially in the place that we live, it's not that big of a deal. Like, at this point, let's just get this popping, man. Let's get this popping. Let's get this place open again. Let's get people back to work. Let's give people a reason to live, because a lot of people are just in a negative headspace because they don't have enough shit going on.
Right. But, yeah, so on to the next thing. So I was in line, and the line wrapped around the fucking Starbucks. And I was like, fuck.
But as a DoorDash guy, can't you just go up there and be like, I'm picking this up?
They said they weren't doing any pickups from the window. And I was like, fuck, really? This is like all pickups come through a drive-thru. I'm like, really? And I was like, fuck, fine, I guess. And like, and just me in general, like, I'm like ready to move on to the next thing. Like, I need to get there, get it done, and then move on to the next thing. I hate waiting in a fucking line. And so even though I'm in my car and I'm listening to my podcast, and I know people are like, well, that's cool. You know, you get to waste time. But like, as I'm waiting in line, this could take 30 minutes, 45 minutes. In that time, I could have done two more and made money, you know? In the same time I'm wasting to make $10, I could have made $20.
I mean, that's got to affect your tips too, right? Because if I'm the person ordering that Starbucks and you took an extra 30 minutes to bring in my Starbucks, like, it was going to make me not want to tip you.
Right.
But I will say I've used that service once in my life, and they ask you for a tip ahead of time.
Yeah, they do.
And I'm like, yo, why am I tipping you ahead of time again?
Right, right.
Right? Like, that was a mistake.
And so...
That's why I don't use that anymore.
And so I'm there for like 15 minutes, and then I look at the thing again. And it's like, oh, use your card to pay, and they'll reimburse you. I'm like, fuck this.
What?
Yeah.
So I can go to DoorDash and say, okay, I need you to go to my dog's grooming place, pick up my dog's food, and I'll pay you when you get here?
Yeah.
What?
DoorDash gives you this thing called a red card, and I guess the customer doesn't have to pay you right then, apparently. They pay you, like, I don't know, after the fact or some shit like that. And then,
what does that even mean?
Yeah, I don't know. So I was like, dude, fuck this. And, like, it gives you a hit on your rating for canceling it. But I'm like, dude, I'm not fucking doing that. So, like, what, am I going to get my money, like, in fucking 2 weeks and shit?
He's like, hey, man, I got you next week.
Yeah. It's like a fucking IOU. And, like, it was a $10 thing. So I was like, oh, cool, I'm going to make quick $10. But I'm like, fuck that, man. Like, stupid.
Crazy. That's crazy, man. Fuck that.
Yeah. Damn, that smells good food right there. But yeah, man. I was like, fuck that. Yeah. But man, I've been doing my Zoom classes, son, online. I'm more or less constant professional. I got my whole setup in my room. I don't watch porn while I'm doing the
Zoom classes. Do you like wear like a dress up shirt with a tie, but then literally like buck naked under your?
Fuck no! I roll out of bed, log onto the Zoom. I'm like, what's up, guys? What are we doing? Oh yeah, that's cool.
You're like shirtless.
Dude, I roll out of bed in the same clothes, and I'm just like, yeah, okay, cool. And then like during our first break, I go change, and then I put on like a new shirt.
Do you have your webcam on?
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. You should legit be shirtless but have a tie on. You got to Donkey Kong it.
Oh, fuck.
You know what I mean?
Donkey Kong tie it.
You'd be like, I'm professional, but also letting you know I'm here to party.
Yeah, I'm here to bring the pain when it needs to be brought.
Dude.
But yeah, man.
That's the way to go.
I should get one of those shirts that has all the muscles on it.
You should. That'd be hilarious. I would if I was you. Just start doing random stuff on the video and see if anybody notices. Start wearing like a Sub-Zero mask, and then like the next day you start wearing like one of those what is it? A scary movie masks with the tongue thing sticking out of it.
I did find my Spider-Man 3 mask.
Hey, wear that.
I'm gonna wear that. But yeah. What's up, guys? It's the only mask I could find. I was just at Walmart. That's a funny ass shit. I'm like, this is the only mask I can find to come in here.
Dude, Costco makes you wear a mask when you go in there.
Yeah.
Now.
Did you go to Costco recently?
I did.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
I was like, dude, well, my mom needed me to go with her. So I was like, all right, I'll go. She needed to buy tires. But I went with her, and I was like, dude, you're going to wear a mask, huh? Luckily, I have one for no reason at all.
It's good thing I got this scorpion mask.
Dude, if it wasn't for the fact that it would take so long for me to order it from Etsy, get it in, and then modify it to fit my big ass head, I would be ordering at least half a dozen masks. I got like an Oni demon masks. I would get like a Sub-Zero from Mortal Kombat 9 mask. I have like 4 or 5 masks in my Etsy right now. 3D printable masks that I can just get. But the problem is, by the time they 3D print them, ship them to me, I paint them, I make it look legitimate. COVID is going to be out the window. They're going to be like, oh, it's done for now. Wait till winter in 3 months and we'll be at it again.
I mean, yeah. You should probably order them now so they're here by...
Probably by winter.
By winter, they get here.
I want to wear some really shit where people are going to be disturbed. Like old retired ladies are going to be in the store while I'm at, like, Fry's. And be like, what the fuck? And then I'm going to walk really awkwardly. I'm going to, like, walk like hunchback, but, like, with a with like a limp. And then, you know when you see like really demonic shit in videos where like they look at you, but then they turn their head sideways?
Yeah.
From practice, all that shit.
I've seen some videos like that. I've seen some links.
I want to get to the point where like a teenager will be running down like the frozen aisle just trying to get away from me. That's my goal. How far can you take it though? Like really, can you be okay, so a face mask, like a surgical face mask, is okay, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what about like a half mask, like a half like demon mask?
Well, my sister was saying that I guess in California somebody was wearing some KKK mask.
Oh Jesus! What about like, was that okay though? Did they stop them from coming in?
No, because they're like, that's fine. It's covering your face.
What about if I wear like a full hazmat suit in there? Like one that's of those fine. Aliens just landed, so I need that's to protect fine. Myself of everything.
It's fine. It's all good, son. Just as long as you're not coughing on N-words, it's fine.
What if you walk in there with like, I don't know. I mean, you could take this set all over the place. Like, what if you come in there with a full Halloween cosplay costume?
Really, you should. That's really how we should all be doing it. We should all be doing that.
Cosplayers should use this time to really test out whether or not their costumes would last a full con by taking them to, like, Albertsons to go shopping. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Walk through a mall with your full costume on and be like, hey, man, look,
I'm not going to a mall.
Look, it's Ash Ketchum. He's got to catch them all.
Like the porno Ash Ketchum or, like, the normal?
You're like, oh, look, there's Misty.
Oh, hey.
Hey, Misty. Let me show you my Pokeballs. Oh, while we're speaking of porn, do I want me to tell you my new goal?
Uh-huh.
My new goal? This is my new goal.
What?
My new goal. I was thinking about this the other day, right? You and I occasionally send each other Bible verses.
Right.
Right?
Good ones.
And it got me thinking, like, some of these Bible verses are very intense, right? And these are things that these biblical verses are putting out there, like, for free. You can go to these Bible verse Instagram pages,
right?
And these women will put these Bible verses out and to like for free, for nothing, and it's just very intense Bible verses. And so you're almost like, yo, remember what it was like back in our day when we were in high school, you know, and there are dinosaurs roaming around, and you would almost hope that a chick would send you like some cleavage pic, and you're just like, wow, I got to see like an inch of line.
Right.
An inch of line. Jeez, man, that gets you like turned on. You know what I'm saying? But now I can go to Instagram, and that same chick of this, if I was in high school now, the same chick, you can probably go to Instagram and she's doing like an up ass shot and like in short shorts. She's like, oh, just hanging out by the pool. Just like, oh, wait, with Bible
her,
verse.
With her ass cheek just on the pool, the rim of the pool.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck.
Yeah, man. And back in the day, I would have loved to have had, you know, two square sharp pixels rubbing at each other in placement of an ass on my Sidekick, you know, or on my Razor, right? Mm-hmm. I would have paid money for that. So my whole point to this is the fact that now we are so desensitized, man. You can go online and see Bible verses, and you can go in there and like watch really intense Bible verses on Bible Hub, and you see like anything and everything you want to, right? Like, we are so desensitized.
Yeah,
because,
man,
now you're at the point where you're like, I'm on page 44 of the Bible, and it's like, yo, it's unnecessary. Like, we've gone too far, right?
Right.
So my next goal is to go, you know, when your doctor puts you on medication and then they want to take you off, but they just can't take you off right away. Because if they take you off right away, there's going to be some side effects, right?
Mm-hmm.
My new goal is to weed myself back on Bible verses and slowly, slowly get back to like really basic Bible verses to the point where like I'm going to go from, well, I guess, well, I'm going to go from like the stuff I'm into now or whatever, watching now, right? And then I'm going to go back to like classic Bible verses, right? The section that's like classics.
Right.
I'm going to go classics. And then I'm going to work my way back to like almost like black and white Bible verses, right?
Wow.
I'm going to go back.
So, so instead of progressing to like 4K... HD
I'm
porn.
Going back, man.
You're going back. So not the what's that shit everybody's into right now? The HDHR porn?
HDHR?
Yeah, where it's like super sensitive, where they're like, oh
ASMR?
Yeah, where this is my nipple and you're like, oh.
You're like,
Yeah, yeah. It's like, you're like, oh, yeah. Because weird ass people get turned on by that noise, I find weird, apparently.
But no, I'm fucking pervert. I'm gonna go.
You're
back.
Going back.
I'm
so going you're back. Like, so instead of that, you're gonna go down to pixels.
Pixels or like slightly blurry stuff. Yeah, you know, like yeah. like pretend you took a picture on your phone, but before you did, you rolled petroleum jelly on the lens, like that. That's what I'm gonna get into.
You're getting into the fucking peep show shit from the 1920s.
Yeah, I'm
where
gonna
it's just ankles.
I'm exactly, dude. Oh, wow. That's the point. I want to get to the point where like a chick's like, check out my ankle. I'm like, oh man, hold on. I need to sit down for a second.
So if you ever get to the point where she gets naked, you just blew your load like way before that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I want to work my way up to a happy medium where like I'm super into like basic shit, but then I can also maintain my key force.
Oh, so you want to be Steve Carell on 40-Year-Old Virgin at the end where he finally fucks his wife, and the first time he lasts like a minute, and then the second time she's just laying there all like dead because he lasts like 2 hours.
Well, that's normal though, right? I mean, is that just me?
I mean, yeah, if you...
Like that's kind of normal for me because like... Well, except the first minute part. Depending on how long
that's what I was gonna say.
Depending on how long it's been, right? If I've been hearing the dry spell, that might be me. But the reality is, like, right? Except for the minute part, we throw that out the window. But at the second time, it's like, dude, you're asking for hurting. Like, like if you go asking, if you're requesting round two, like that means you're asking for like that. Losing your vision for a second, legs won't stop quivering, shit. Like you're tapping out. You know, it's that kind of shit.
So there you go. That's how you're gonna be. You're gonna be like, wow, you just got naked. First nut off. Second nut is just you just going full ultra instinct.
No, like I want to get to the point where she gets naked, and then like just diamond, bam. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I got you.
And then you're just like, let's.
So you got all your
ankle.
Your,
no, hold on.
You got all your
ankle,
chi.
Ankle diamond.
Wow, you got all your chi energy.
That's right.
In your dick at that moment.
That's
you're
right.
Just
focused.
Ready to penetrate.
Exactly. It's like when Goku's focusing to go to the next level.
Got you. You're ready to get it.
Exactly. But in order to do that, now I got to tailor back a little bit. You know what's funny? It's like the other day I was on YouTube and I came up across like old music, which we'll talk about in a second. But Nelly's Hot in the Her, remember that song?
Mm-hmm.
It was like a whole bunch of chicks' asses on the beach, and he's just walking around, and the camera's just literally looking at chicks' asses.
Right.
Back in the day when that came out, back in the day, some of you are going to be Googling the year that came out. It was like 2005, some shit like that. Back in that day, like you watched those music videos, and you were just like, damn, who them chicks be, right? Like, remember, like Outkast always had really hot chicks in their videos.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's the one where it's like they're the old school kind of band, or it's the one where it's like in some theater and they're whatever. Mm-hmm. They always had really attractive chicks, and I remember thinking like, wow, those are really hot chicks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, you're just kind of like, oh, let me get on Instagram. I can see that right now. You know what I mean? Like, I need to get back to that point. The point where you're just exhilarated by very basic shit. I feel like most people are at like 6,000 RPM when you got an 8,000 RPM red line. You can't be having that little.
Right.
Little
they want to be put in submission holds already. And really, you know, that's like at least a fourth date.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Like hoes these days, like you be going and doing stuff and all of a sudden they get disappointed because they go back to their chicks and they're like, oh my God, I went to this guy and I wasn't choked last night. Can you believe he didn't choke me? Like, we all are running too high on these rev limiters.
Right.
You're bouncing it. You're like at 6,000 RPM, your turbo's fully boosted and you're fucking red line at 8. Like, you're just going to go, dunk, dunk, just blow your engine.
Right.
No, you need to slow it down, man. You need to go back to, get back to your idle. Get back to your idle speed. Get back to 1,000 RPM. And then work your way back up to that 6 to 8. See?
There you go.
Bam.
You know, speaking of porn.
You're like, I watched one the other night.
I had to do some maintenance on my dick. That's what I call it, dick maintenance.
Dick maintenance?
And I finally found one. I was like, oh, wow, that's pretty cool.
You're like, this is good.
It's good. I'm like, I like where this
plot
is
plot and story.
No, the plot was she's getting fucked. And so And so I was like, oh yeah. I'm like, good, nice. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I was like, hold the fuck up. Is that a condom on you? Is that a condom on this man's dick?
Oh, are they telling me? I was like, no, man, I don't got a condom on me.
She's like, what are those?
She's like, what's a condom?
No, the dude watching the porno had a condom on. I was like, how dare you waste my 3 minutes?
you're like, I can know. My dick just went soft in my hand, sir.
Yeah. I was like, ridiculous. I'm going to make a profile on him just to give it a thumbs
thing,
up.
Like, I know a couple years ago they went back to using condoms, right? Is that still a thing?
I don't know. I mean, it was a, not a site. It was a film studio I'd never seen before, so I don't know.
Yeah, like, it wasn't a legitimate one like Bang Bros or...
No, it was an offshoot one.
Casting Couch, yeah. Or...
Porn Fidelity. Porn Fidelity.
Dude, that is the one that I was just about to say. Ah, damn. Wow. Anybody listening right now are gonna be like, oh.
Porn Fidelity.
Porn Fidelity.
How do you spell?
I'm going to look that up later.
For research purposes.
Like, look, this podcast I listened to talked about it. I just wanted to know what it was about. Okay. All of a sudden.
We all got to bring it together. We got to see what we're talking about.
That's right.
Other interests.
All of a sudden, Porn Fidelity is like, man, we got an uptick in our subscribers. What happened? Did we do something new? Did we have a collaboration with Bang Bros or something?
Yeah, man. Okay. So I was like, wow, really? I'm like, what are we in 1999? What are we doing wearing condoms? So you're ridiculous.
You're like, we have things that cure basically everything now.
Yeah.
Magic Johnson is still alive. I mean, the only thing we got to worry about now is COVID-19.
And COVID-19 isn't in that woman's coochie. So, I don't know. So, like, what the hell? But, yeah, I was just like, this is
you're like, I am insulted.
I was insulted. And you want to hear the dirtiest... Hey, we haven't done this in a while. You want to hear the dirtiest thing...
You heard in a porno lately?
I heard
Dude,
in
that's
a porno
an old
lately.
Segment.
Well, bitches haven't been dirty in pornos. Normally, they just take it to, like, oh, yeah, bust it here.
I love this. Love this. Look at all these masks I have saved on my Etsy. They're like, they're all going on sale this month. Look at this.
Yeah, get that one. No, get that one.
That's a Sub-Zero one, dog.
That one's good, man.
Look at that. All those masks.
You can't go wrong with any of them.
Go ahead. Sorry. What's the dirtiest thing you heard in a porn lately?
So, you know, they're doing the fellatio and whatnot and what have you.
She's like, oh.
And then she's
spread
like.
Spread that Nutella. What?
I hope she would never say that. I don't like Nutella. Do you like Nutella?
Yeah, it's really sweet though. Like, it's diabetes in a can, but it's pretty good. I like hazelnut though. Somebody, dude, I thought that was that Chevy Aveo that just
hit me. I thought that was so too.
I was like,
what?
Yo, what the fuck?
I was like, this Aveo about to step on us?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is.
I'm like, go get your car. I'll hold them off here.
It's too hot. It's too hot for this shit right now, dog.
They did their thing, and he was about to bust on her, he wasn't getting ready, but she was like, oh, I'm about to bust. She's like, yeah. She's like, I want it right on my face. He's like, oh, yeah? He's like, yeah. She's like, yeah. Frost me like a cake.
Frost me like a cake.
I was like, I was taking it serious, and then I was like, oh, fuck.
Dude, that's,
I was like, no, you didn't just say
that's
that.
That's the best, man.
No.
I like it. It's almost like comedy when they come up with those lines, because you're just like, wow. Shit. Like, they must have prepared those lines, right?
Dude, I lost all feeling in my dick. And I was just like, I don't even care. I don't even care. I'm not even going to go find a new one. I'm fucking done.
No, I'm good.
I'm just going to go get some water. It's a night. Let's go to sleep. Well, that's enough internet for the day. Let's and it's like 5:30. It's enough internet for the whole day. It's over.
You're like, I'm good.
No more.
Yeah, man. It's shit. It takes me out of it because first it's funny. Secondly, it's like, all right, that's got to be premeditated. You sat there and thought about that. Like, I don't know, maybe the dude was like giving her the business and she's like not in there. Like, she's not one of these chicks that enjoys doing these videos. So she's just sitting there being like, what am I going to say to this guy when he's like asking me if he wants to best in my face? She's like, frosted like a cake is a good one. I'm going to go with that one. Right? Like, and the camera guy either is the most professional guy ever, or he knew about it. Because if I was the camera guy and I heard
that shit.
Frost me like a cake, you literally hear me do that shit I do when I laugh really loud. When I'm like, ah! The background. And the camera would be shaking because my shoulders are all like laughing.
I'm like, oh, bro, she got you.
She got you. All right, give it to her, though. Give it to her.
Are you hard, even? I'm not.
Yeah, man. So that's another reason why I'm like, yo, that's got to be premeditated.
Right.
We got an audience all of a sudden. So that's got to be premeditated.
Yeah, man. So
I've had a couple of those. I just can't remember any of them at this moment.
Then there was I think on the same one, she was like, she's like, yeah, coat me like a Pop-Tart.
What?
Yeah.
Same chick?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, she's got lines.
And I was like, but see, I was laughing so hard at the first one, I couldn't hear her clearly. I'm almost certain it was coat me like a Pop-Tart.
Yeah, she's got lines. Like that. Like, that chick's got...
I was like, what? Coat me like a Pop-Tart? I was like, oh my God. I go, come on.
Yeah, that's somebody that has like premeditated lines that they're saying.
Like, you can't be serious right now. Like, you can't be serious right now. Oh, jeez.
That's hilarious. I've had a couple of those over the years. I just, or the months or whatever that I kept track of because I thought it would be hilarious.
Hey, man, speaking of, I have two coochie-related topics.
Okay, well, let's go with those. Might be better than my music situation, but go ahead.
All right. Well, I'll get to that too. First thing.
How many people does it take to run a Yogi's Grill?
17.
What
I realized?
6, 8
truck people are the worst fucking people.
Dude, I've said it for years now.
Fucking truck people are the worst.
Truck people are the worst.
And I would include my dad in that, but he literally comes home every day and is like, fucking truck people are the worst, mister.
Truck people are the worst.
And I'm like,
worst.
I fucking know.
It's like truck people, SUV people, Prii. In that order. And then douchebag BMW owners. In that order.
Yeah.
Like, it's incredible. It's incredible how many, like, ulcers I get from daily driving and dealing with truck people. Legitimately. Like, my cause of death will be ulcers of my anger due to traffic.
Yeah.
I need a reality show where all I do is just have road rage. Where you just see my road rage on a daily basis.
This should be it. It's called Road Ragers.
I mean, you would not be able to have that in any sort of PC manner. Like, I would literally throw...
Like, oh, you fucking Jew? Whoa.
No, I'm not a Semite. Anti-Semite. Semite? Is a Semite Jew?
Yeah.
But because anti-Semite is anti-Jew, yeah. Right? But like,
you're
a
like,
Semite...
I'm Semitic. It means you're for the Jews.
Oh, interesting. Okay. I've just never used the word Semite. You say the word anti-Semite when you're talking about people that are racist, but I've never used the word Semite.
Damn, all those AA people fit in that car?
There's four there. It took 8 people to run this Yogi's. Can you believe it?
I mean, 8 people. 2 had to make the sushi.
They don't make sushi. It's little bowls.
It's sushi.
Is it? Then there's bowls, dog. They're bowls.
They make sushi there, too.
Isn't Yogi's Grill the place we went into and then we literally looked at the menu and walked right out? We were like, I can make this at home.
No. That's Wobble Grill.
Oh, yeah. That dog shit place.
That shit is dog shit.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's fine. But
no,
I can make it at home.
That's exactly how I would describe it. It's fine.
It's fine. Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine.
I mean, it's not my first choice.
Or my eighth choice.
Like Yogi's Grill is just fighting for whatever placement Hooters has. Like, it's right there. Like, they're fighting for that spot.
No,
right. In 19th or some shit. Something like that.
My sister was... We had Yogi's Grill. And then... she's like, oh, man, that was good. I'm like, it was good. It was, damn, bro. Fucking lights are brighter than my whole future.
Yeah, because this idiot has his brights on and his regular ones.
Are you trying to kill us? Okay. Yeah, go commit COVID somewhere else.
Go commit. all these losers coming from that vape shop.
Yeah, I see that. I see that. No, she was like, it's good, but also like their lunch special was like $9. And it was just chicken and brown rice. We eat chicken and brown rice all the time.
My thing is, how much chicken are you getting
for
$10?
Not enough.
I'm going to tell you what. I can get a bag of rice that's about four of those bowls for like $2. Right. Right. And for $10, I can get about, I don't know. Well, dude, fucking, can you believe chicken is like at $5 a pound right now?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, usually it's about $2 a pound. So I can get a shit ton of chicken for fucking $10.
Because everybody's nutting on the chickens with their COVID.
Everybody's been that COVID nut on the chickens?
COVID nut on the chickens.
You think it's, I know it's if you have COVID,
mm-hmm.
it's transmittable through like sneezing and other fluids. But you think nut is one of those?
I don't believe it is.
You don't believe it is?
No, I heard it wasn't.
Nut is not COVID transmittable?
Nope.
So wait, COVID is not transmittable through nut?
Nope.
Nut and nut-like products?
Nope.
Interesting. I should ask a doctor that.
You should. Your next meeting.
Dude, I've been trying to get an infectious disease doctor on my other podcast.
Oh, which I was like, on here?
No.
I was like, oh, you don't want a job no more. Okay.
Okay, anyways, I've been trying to get a doctor to talk about infectious diseases. But look, man, those dudes are so busy right now.
Right.
So busy right now dealing with all the soft vanilla ice cream motherfuckers that just cannot take the stress of all, I'm being sarcastic, of all the bodies laying on the street right now and what to do with all of these sick people that are dying. Mm-hmm. I'm being so sarcastic right now. They don't know what to do with them, so they're busy.
Mm-hmm.
No, but that's not being sarcastic. They are very busy. But it's because everybody's freaking out about it. Everybody's freaking out about it.
Right.
So all I know is it's been hard. But it's not that big of a deal, people. But hopefully we go back to work. But California, man, those liberal Californians, you hear they're going to be in lockdown till July? Till July? I'm like, yo. You guys literally have to give your soul, a piece of your soul away every month to make that mortgage. How are you going to make up for 3 months? They've been on lockdown for 3 months now. How are you going to make up, if you're not an essential worker, all right, how are you going to supposed to make up 3 months of your mortgage?
Yeah, they're probably not smart.
That to me is insane. Like, if I was a Californian, I would be pissed.
Fuck, trick people are the worst. Okay, just revving his engine over there for zero reason. It's like, yeah, bro, it's a truck, so don't worry. Anyways, yeah, back to the coochie.
It's always good to be back to the coochie.
So, anyways. That's going to be our shirt. That's a shirt idea.
Facts.
So, another porn-related topic. I was going through what Pornhub is like, oh, hey, you might be interested. You might be interested in this.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, no,
maybe
I wouldn't.
Maybe I am. Maybe I would.
No, I wouldn't. But then also, I might be. You don't know me.
You're like, hentai, why not? I like anime. It's distant cousin.
It's like it. Why not? Let's try. Let's see what happens here. But anyways, it was like, oh, fuck, what was it? I don't know what the title was. It was like, oh, Harry girl gets dick. I was like, ugh. So I don't see that. It was like a hairy coochie gets dick.
Dude, this dude is getting me so annoyed. I might call the police.
You should.
It's a piece of shit Magnum, I think, or whatever that is. It's just revving there with his gay lord buddy from the vape shop. We get it, bro. You want to suck his dick. Just get to it.
You had 300 horsepower. That's wishful thinking. Look, man, you had 200 horsepower before. You have 200 horsepower now.
It's like, I don't know who you're trying to impress. While your car is revving like that, like an idiot, it looks like it's struggling with all these hazard lights that could keep coming on for no reason.
I see that.
Anyways, back to your coochie question. Oh, yeah, dude, I honestly think that's a thing that's coming back. You know, it's really funny. Everything hits in waves, right? Like back when we were young, back when dinosaurs were around, chicks really like doing the what was the popular thing? The landing strip. Landing strip was really popular. And then, you know, years later, then it became like everything shaved.
Mm-hmm.
We want hairless chicks.
Right.
Right? And now it's like slowly the hair started coming back. And now I feel like the next phase, people just want hairy situations.
How am I feel about that?
You're like, I don't know how I feel about that. In some respects, I mean, it's got to be a little less sanitary, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be far harder. Anyways, I don't want to get into this conversation. Even this is much for us because I'm going to get too graphic.
Yeah, no, it's a little graphic. I was just like, I don't. I mean, to be very, nonchalant about it. If you got a full bush down there, no, man, that's too much.
I mean, what's a full bush, man? Can you like?
If it looks like, if it looks like a fucking Conor McGregor's beard, like it's too much.
Okay, that might be much. Because right. There's got to be hair pulling there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you got a full beard and there's some action going on, dude, are these people just gonna stay in that car all day?
Yeah, dude, that's COVID right there. They're COVIDing. Okay. That's a new word for the Urban Dictionary.
The people from the yogis COVID-ing. Just got into their car, all four of them. They are literally in their car with their AC on, windows up, no lights on, just been there for like the last, 10, 15 minutes?
15 minutes.
At least our weird asses are recording a podcast.
You got the windows down.
Yeah, well, they also have microphones in our fucking hands. But whatever. Anyways.
Yeah, man. So, I don't know.
I think.
I mean, I do the same. Like, I don't fucking go down there and it's like, oh, I got fucking an Amish person's beard down there and shit, you know?
You think, okay, so what do you think? Now, this is me thinking in my comic brain.
Mm-hmm.
And by comic, I mean literally cartoon brain. Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you think would happen if, and you know, it'd be hard, you wouldn't be able to do this now, but what would you do, what do you think a woman would say, even if it was Black Mystery Girl, right? Let's say it was Black Mystery Girl, but let's say you were trying to prank her, but you're trying to see what she would say, and you managed to, you know, you wouldn't be able to do this, but you managed to grow hair so fucking quick down there, right? That you did like one of those Nordic beard braids. You know what I'm saying? And when you dropped your pants, like one dread was down one leg and the other dread was down the other.
Oh, fuck.
And there's like a Nordic beard, like braided and everything, though, right? Like really nicely, like some like,
fucking straight like, horse hair.
Like Nordic, yeah, like horse hair, or you know, any of those movies that involve like old Nordic folks, like How to Train Your Dragon, where it's like nicely braided Nordic, like Norse god hair,
that's
where it's like nice thick braids.
I'm at the go on Etsy and see if you like find some braids.
What do you think she'd say?
Dude, what the fuck?
But it'd be nicely manicured and stuff. You know, it's just braided. You're just like, hey, man, I want to. Okay, like that's that dude in the right? that judge in the UFC, the ref in the UFC.
Oh yeah.
What's his name?
What is his
I'll
name?
Look it up while you talk. I'll look it up. Have a reference.
Yeah. What is that dude's name though? I don't remember.
But you keep talking. I'll look it up.
Yeah, man. So I wanted to go on Etsy and try that, but it has to be hot, right? Let's just say if you got a full fucking Amish beard down there, it has to be hot, right? It's like if you're walking around with the full fro.
Oh, Mike Beltran. So Google Mike Beltran. Mike B-E-L-T B-E-L-T-R-A-N. So look up Mike Beltran and then just look. So imagine that, right? So hopefully you guys are Googling this.
Just
but
coming out of my balls.
Each yeah, one coming
or
out.
Your balls.
So between where his, like, where his chin is where your dick and balls would be. And then so like this.
Hilarious.
Maybe I should do a Photoshop where you and I are like some MMA fighters are fighting in the ring, but then this guy's the one refereeing it. Anyways, I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, so imagine, I mean, what do you think she'd say? You think she'd laugh? Or you think she'd be like, all right, man, I appreciate a guy who's, you know, groomed.
Be like, what the fuck is this? What the fuck is all this? I'm like, well, it's a long way for a joke. Also, don't pull it. It's glued on.
It's almost worth you hiding cameras in your room to, like, where you only see your ass, like, from that angle, but then you can see your face from the other angle, so you can just see your reaction.
Awesome.
You think, like, for sure, if it was a new girl, it would be far more hilarious.
Right.
Because she'd just be like, dude, what in the flying fuck?
You got to do that at a massage parlor.
Dude. But, hey,
this is, sorry.
Dude, how hilarious would it be if you can cam up a massage parlor, right? And you know how they're like, all right, you can get naked and just put this little towel over you, right? So you do it, but you're face up, right? Stomach up, so the towel's over your groin. But then on each side of your leg, as that braid coming out.
Dude, you can do that if you just went, well, swimming pools aren't open anymore.
Swimming pools are, oh, no, they're reopening, right?
Are Dude, they?
Chlorine would kill everything. Isn't that what Trump says to drink?
He didn't. I mean, he didn't really say that.
I know he didn't say that, but still, it's funny. Dude, you know what's funny? I think I might have a rash on my tattoo arm, and now I can't tell if I have a rash or not. But anyway,
COVID. I mean, yeah, I guess you're right. But that you could do that there too. Just get some swimming trunks and just have the hair coming out of your
dude.
Go to Wet and Wild with fucking just walk around like that.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, man. That's pretty good. I'm not going to lie. That's pretty good.
I mean, you don't have to pretty find good. Something that matches your hair color, but you get what I'm saying. I mean, it's hilarious. Can you imagine if you walk around with, like, bleach blonde hair coming at you? this is the type of podcast that this is, guys. If you yep. have never listened to this before, then this is what you're in for right here. Raw her. All right. So, anyways, on a different note, because we're ramping down here, unless you have more vag things you
want to talk about. Other one was so Black Mystery Girl and most other hoes
okay,
love playing Animal Crossing.
I never played it either,
and she let me play for like a little bit, and I'm like, oh, I finally understand what this is. So it's like Minecraft, right?
Uh-huh.
Or like Harvest Moon. Have you ever played Harvest Moon?
No.
All right, so it's like kind of like Minecraft, and except on this one, you just make your own little house, right? Like an actual functioning house.
Okay.
And then I finally figured out what it's mostly about, man. You're selling coochie.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean you're selling coochie?
You're making your house real fancy.
So
you can get attention from the other people that live on your island. So they want to come to your house and they're like, hey, what you got there? You got a nice house. Let me get in there. And they give you money
to go into your house.
That's what it is, man. See, you're selling that panda coochie.
So it's almost like like The Sims.
Kind of like that, yeah.
Like, you know, you build up your house and you make it nice, and I don't know, your neighbors come over for some reason.
Fuck.
And then you fuck, and that happens in The Sims.
That's right. You see, on here, I don't think you fuck. I think it's just they give you money for some reason, but you got to make your house look fancy. You gotta make your panda coochie look good, or your raccoon coochie.
You gotta put shapes in there.
Yeah, you gotta put shapes in. You gotta put a little heart in your room. Man. You gotta build up. You gotta cross the lake with some other random shit. I don't know.
That's crazy.
But yeah, man, that's what I found out. You had like five angry letters.
What's that game you posted on your Instagram?
Oh, Cookie Mama?
What the fuck is that? That sounds like a porno too.
Cookie Mama. Is a game for, it used to be for the DS, and you make food on it. Like, it shows you how to make food. Like,
can you just do that in real life?
Yeah, you can do that in real life. But the reason we got it is because we were watching this video from some YouTuber, and he was like, why this game like failed. And it didn't really fail. It's because that game, they released it, but then they stopped releasing it. So there's only a certain amount of copies of that game. And so we put it on eBay because it's going for like $55. And we bought it for $30. And there's only a certain amount of them. And people really want that game.
Oh, so you had it already?
Rachel found it, actually. Oh. While she was at Target. She was like, oh, shit, look what I found. I was like, oh, shit. She's like, I'm going to buy it. I'm like, go for it.
Wait, why was it at Target?
Because I guess they release it to Target. But then I guess the publisher was like, no, the game's not ready to be out yet. And then the makers of the game were like, yeah, it is. But the publisher and the makers of it got into an argument, so they stopped the release of it. But like two shipments had already gone out. So.
And what Target was allowed to sell those?
Yeah. What was out is what's out. Like, but no more.
I would hold on to it for a few more years for selling it. $50, whatever. You probably make a couple hundred off of that later on.
Well, so like people on eBay have like open copies that they're selling for $40. That one's still sealed. So.
I would hold on to that for a year or two and see what happens.
And then so my sister's like, oh, She's like, oh, I really want to play. It looks cool. Like, you cut the food up and stuff. It's like you're really cooking, except on your Switch.
Dude, you can. It's like Apple. What is it called? Apple Store games are just like that too.
Yeah, it's but it was a whole big story about it. I guess there was rumors that it was messing up your Switch, and there was data mining what you were doing. Like, it was like an Alexa in your Switch. It was like following everything you did and all this shit. And the dude was like, no, it's probably just rumors. So me and my sister were just like going back and forth all week, making inside jokes about it. And then she found it. So she was like, oh, I got to get this. She's like, I'm going to put in my thing. It's going to data mine everything we do. I'm like, no, I don't think so. And I was like, I don't think the Switch, nerdy talk right real quick. I'm like, I don't think the Switch is even strong enough to data mine anything. And yeah, the dude was like, yeah, it's not strong enough to data mine your shit.
Dude, the Switch is like the most basic thing that's come out in 2020.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
it's kind of crazy for me that Nintendo's trying to compete with that. It's like, yo, people, I mean, I don't know about you, man, but I'm not like going to Starbucks to play video games.
I mean, if I had the Switch right now, I wouldn't. If you let me take it out. I mean, if it was open and it was cool, I would do that. But
I don't know. That's just me.
But yeah, that's what that was about.
And then, can you imagine me playing Neo at fucking Starbucks? Dude, I would literally chuck that thing across the room and be like, no, fuck you, Owl. Fuck you. And everybody's going to be like, what is up with that guy? I'm like, sorry, guys, I'm playing Neo.
You get the cops called on. You're like, sir, you're going to have to leave the premises.
Yeah,
you,
dude, that's exactly it. Dude, I just passed 400 deaths.
Dude.
Just passed
fuck
400
that,
deaths
son.
On Neo 2. This asshole got me, and I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, man. Fuck that, dude.
But yeah, 400. But I will beat that game. That game will suck this dick by the end of the year.
Dude, I'm so hyped. I got my Super NES emulator working on my computer because I fixed my computer, yeah. My laptop.
Dude, you need to get on that Raspberry Pi tip.
Fuck that, son. I got it working on my laptop because I'm at my laptop all day now. So while they're talking, I'm like, yeah.
You're going back to work now soon, though, aren't you?
I'm there next week, too.
Really? On the Zoom thing? Really? I thought everything's opening up. Like, I heard all these restaurants, like the chains are letting people eat in Tuesday now.
I'm not eating in your restaurant for another month.
What are you talking about? Stop being a girl. This is not a big deal.
No, I'm not eating in your I'm not sitting down to eat at your restaurant.
Why?
Because every other motherfucker is eating there too. I don't know where every other motherfucker's been.
Don't be worried. Don't be scared, homie.
Like, I'll go into Freddy's, but like, I'm not going into Red Lobster.
Don't be scared, homie.
No, not like that.
Don't be scared, homie.
Oh, it's fast food. That's fine.
It's not that bad.
I'm not going to Chipotle without a mask.
Why?
Because every motherfucker goes to Chipotle and is just like, hey, am I close enough to you?
Dude, yeah, people do have a weird bubble in Chipotle.
Right. Yeah, they're just right on top of your ass. If somebody gets hard in Chipotle, you'll know about it because they're on your ass. That was before COVID.
Dude, that's the thing that women deal with in the clubs all the time, where it's like dudes with boners just rubbing up on them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking weird little animal
Chipotle
people.
Line, the club, same difference. Thing. Same
we're
animal.
We're nasty little monkeys.
Right.
Nasty little fucking monkeys. They get like turned on. They're like, oh. Right.
Yep. Yeah, man.
Nasty you little monkeys.
So yeah, I'll go into like Freddy's. I'll go into fast food places.
Speaking of which, is Freddy's closed? I want some ice cream. They're closed already. Yeah. Damn.
Yeah,
anyways.
So. Yeah. All right, you had something about music?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so in I don't want to, you know, Dita Bedhurst. Look at that. I'm having a stroke right now.
Fuck. You okay?
I don't want to beat a dead horse, right? I think I just had a stroke. I don't want to beat a dead horse about this whole COVID shit, right? Oh, no. Before we go, okay, let's talk about that whole punching the dog first. Okay, so did you hear about this dumb YouTube hoe?
No.
Did you hear about this? And yeah, I'm going to call her a dumb YouTube hoe because it irritates the fuck out of me. This dumb hoe, all right, this ignorant, dumb hoe isn't the only one I've heard people doing this recently, by the way, too. This dumb, possibly dumb fitness hoe is so bored at home that she filmed herself sparring, right? With a fucking dog. And she's like, the dog's like jumping on her and she's legitimately like punching this fucking dog. To the point where like at one punch, like the dog yelps. And this dumb ho, apart from doing this dumb shit, if I had her name, I would legitimately say her name right now. But you can Google it. It's pretty out there. This dumb ho was still dumb enough to put this shit online. Dumb ho. Like, first of all, animal abuse. Secondly, you're dumb. Why are you going to put yourself committing animal abuse online? You stupid ho. It's like those dumb fucks who manage to actually steal or rob from somebody. And then they go on their IG and they're like, yeah, man, look at these stacks of money and look at my guns. This is a dumb ho. I hope that somebody slaps her in the fucking face with a closed fist, knuckles to the fucking dome. Like, I cannot stand that shit. Like, dog owners or animal owners that just take care of animals in that manner. Like, they just use them as fucking... This piece of shit is going to piss me off. Anyways, it's just... It irritates me, dog. Like, this people that have that attitude towards animals and they're, like, abusing them like that, like, irritates the fuck out of me. Like, I would pay Amanda Nunez, because I don't want to beat the fuck out of her. I would pay Amanda Nunez to get in a ring with her and just beat the shit out of her for a few minutes just to teach her a fucking lesson. Like, just this dumb hoe, waste of fucking sperm hoe, is just beating a dog on video and putting it online. Waste of semen hoe. Just a waste of human fucking life.
Did anything happen to her?
I think people were, like, calling the police of that state and trying to get them to go after her. And they were kind of like, we got more important shit, which also pisses me the fuck off. Also, police officers, do better. I recently had to contact a police office for non-emergency reasons. And you know how hard it is to get a police officer? You know how hard it is to get a fucking police officer to do anything that is non-emergent? So then everybody has to just make it emergent. You aware how hard it is? Call the police. I won't say what state or city because y'all are going to get pissed off. Call the police. You call them the non-emergency number, right? And they're like, oh, for administration, press 1. For this and this, press 2. You go through all the options. Now, once is it like, oh, yeah, would speak to a police officer. And they're like, yeah, for emergencies, press 9 for 911. And I'm like, yo, I just need to speak with someone. And by the time, like, I managed to just choose the wrong thing so I could speak to a human and it goes to the right thing, they're like, oh, yeah, let me. And then we'll follow up with you. Do better. Y'all ain't doing shit. That's probably wrong. Just do better.
You got to make it more accessible to people.
You have to make it easier for people to get a hold of you. All right. I've known of people that have gone to a police station and they ring that stupid little doorbell because nobody literally is there to attend you. It's like a wall and you got to ring a fucking bell and nobody ever comes out. It's like, well, good thing I wasn't here to report a fucking brutal domestic violence or brutal fucking shooting or some shit. You know what I mean? Like, are these guys drag racing here in this parking lot? Are they aware?
Might call the cops.
Are they aware there's a street right here, like a primary road with actual, like, not bumps and businesses and stuff? I can't stand people.
Tell me, man. I was fine when we were in quarantine. Now I'm out and about. I'm like, we still got a lot of people out here, don't we?
Anyways, yeah, I'm just over it. But anyways, long story short, police officers.
I really can't believe. Like, they didn't... I mean, I guess they got shit to do.
Who, police officers? I don't know. Yeah, I guess they have some shit to do. I don't know. I think that's another problem. There's too much bureaucracy in police work. But anyways, that's my thought. As far as the chick, the dumb waste of semen ho, I don't know what's going on with her. I don't know. I think animal rights folks are going after her, but that's not really anything. That's just, you know, PETA. You know, that they don't do anything. There needs to be legal repercussions for people that do that kind of shit to dogs. And if there isn't going to be legal repercussions, then there needs to be a situation where we teach those people a lesson somehow. And I volunteer, like, some MMA chick to just go over there and beat the shit out of her for about 35 minutes until she cries. Is that too much?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe bust a lip open or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Seems perfectly good to me.
That's what I vote for. Anyways, back to my positive. I'm going to try to bring a little positivity here because, first of all, I came off a little angry for a second there. I just want to talk about that. Might have come off a little angry. Might have changed the mood a little bit.
Okay. Show me your dick.
Shit. But I'm like, Anyways.
So veiny.
So I was thinking about this earlier because I was talking about, like, remember I was telling you I came across Nelly's Hot in Her, right? Mm-hmm. That song. And I was thinking, you know what's something I came across unintentionally that's a really positive thing that you could be doing for yourself during this quarantine with all these deaths and all of these bodies laying everywhere? This motherfucker. Anyways. What could possibly be going on there? These guys are literally just sitting there revving their engine parked. I mean, what is going on?
Okay, there's a semi truck in front of me. Maybe there's like two more cars there.
There's four. There's a truck and two cars. But what I'm saying is there's only one car that's revving its engine. So what's going on there?
It's like, Billy, you want to step on the gas and feel the mad horsepower of 250? He's like, yeah, I do, Jim.
Like, what's going on here? Like,
you want to sit on my dick first? Yeah, I do.
Like, they're outside now, and they're looking at the truck now. I don't understand what's going on. And now the car's off again. Like, they're looking at the cars. Yeah, what could possibly be happening right there?
I told you, they fucking take turns fucking revving it to get their dicks hard. Then they fucking soup kitchen in it, probably.
I mean, that's the only logical thing that's happening
that's
in my mind. That's the only logical thing that's probably happening.
Don't join them. I'd be surprised.
You don't think the guy with the two used beds and the truck bed is going to join them?
He might.
He might. He's probably giving them those beds.
He's giving them the beds.
He's like, here, guys, soup kitchen on this.
Yeah. We don't have the soup kitchen. We can do it outside now.
Oh. Anyways, back to positivity. So,
I mean, the soup kitchen is pretty positive.
It brings joy to everyone. So, you know, one thing I came across accidentally was I was online and I was looking at these, like, you know, whatever generation you were when you were a teenager, or maybe you are a teenager, you need to do this if you want a little positivity. Go and look at the decade when you were in high school worth of music. And YouTube has a plethora of just playlists of either like top 100, like songs from the 90s or 2000s or 2010s, right? You can go decade, you can go year, whatever. And there's some playlists that are like the full songs. So you have like a 2 hour, like songs, right? Or you could just go with the ones that are like condensed where it just has like 10 second clips of each of the songs. Dude, I spent like an hour or two the other day doing that. I heard songs I hadn't heard in like a decade that I legit had to go and download because I'm like, that's fire, man. That's fire. How am I not going to not have that on my phone, right? How am I not going to have a random playlist where that comes up, like when I'm just driving somewhere and I'm just like, oh, remember that song? Yeah, man. I was trying to get with that one chick that one time. Never happened. Mm. But I remember that song. That's the song I was thinking of. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is definitely something you could do, and that'll take you to some positive memories, take you some good times. You know what came on, like, when I was listening to those playlists was that old, like, Fast and the Furious song. And you're just like, yeah, man, I remember that shit. We were dumb as fuck outside of the theaters doing what these gay lords are doing over here, except not as gay.
So definitely not as gay.
But remember, like, that's one thing, dude, you can easily do, and it's positive, and you can listen to music. It brings you back some old school memories and feels. It brings you back to memories you haven't had in a long-ass time before the ball and chain that a society forces you to fucking work like a slave for nothing. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it gives you some good memories of the days. Back in the day where your biggest concern was if you had enough money to go to that ice cream shop or some shit, or, you know, whatever weird things you got going on here in high school. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
I think that's some positive shit for you to do, for sure. Because I was in there and I listened to some fire music, dog. I'm not going to play for any for you right now, because then you guys are going to be like, damn, you're old as fuck. But I will say, I mean, this is something you could definitely do. But Nelly's Hot and Her was in there, and I was just like, you don't want to see these moves right here. You know what I'm saying? I was.
Yeah, man, it's true. I mean, I was just going through my stuff earlier because I had to find my controllers, my ones for the
Nintendo.
And then, out of nowhere, I found my Killer Cut CD.
Dude, Killer Instinct.
Dude,
I need to rip some of those on my phone and use those as ringtones.
Fire. And really, when I was thinking about it, I was like, fucking music died after this. What was music even,
dude,
after this?
Can you believe how good that album was, right, for a CD?
Son.
It's a fighting game soundtrack.
forward.
Crazy.
Son.
Crazy. People are going to download it right now and be like, what is this? The Root Sandstorm?
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
You're like, the first one.
The first one. It was Sandstorm plus that Eiffel 55 song. Was it like,
dude, blue, blah, blah, dee, da, blue. That brings me back, dee, man. Da.
It was that one. And then it was Draft Punk all rolled into one.
Dang.
That's how good it was.
Dude, I remember. You remember that where you were when you heard that song, that blue song? I mean, we were young as fuck, but people are like, right, young people right now listening to this podcast are like, what the fuck is that song? And then they're going to listen and be like, oh, yeah, Nicki Minaj sampled this or some shit. And I'll be like, get dumb the bitch. Fuck out of here.
She probably did.
Somebody bitch. Sampled that song for sure.
I think we were San Maria, right?
Yeah, man. I remember that's when I was trying to hit up that girl, Crystal. Shout out to Crystal. And I remember, dude, we were, I mean, I had heard the song before, but that shit hit hard when we were at a Suns game. Right, they were playing it and they were doing like fireworks or some shit, and for some reason I was sitting with Crystal and she's just like, I love this song, and I was like marry me.
Me too. I don't know how babies are made, but we should have
them. I don't know how that's happened, but you and I would make good babies. I mean, big headed babies, but big babies. I'm like, you got birthing hips because you're gonna need those for my big ass headed babies.
Yeah, look up some of those people on Facebook, son.
Dude, you should. I don't like Facebook, so fuck it. The only thing I do with Facebook is sell 300 parts.
There you go. That's a good way to use Facebook. So.
Yeah, man. That's the only
reason.
Make
a profit. It's the only logical way to use Facebook.
That's the only reason. God knows they've made too much money off of me and my ads.
That's probably true.
I'm like, the Dick O'Reilly is back. Choo, 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 choo. That's the thing we'll have to talk about next week. But anyways, that's it, man. Anything else you want to talk about?
No, man. We got to save it up. Yeah. Stretch it out.
Shout out to Boski and Ruben and fuck, man. I have such a hard time with this guy's other name. It's abbreviation. DH. He doesn't say his name enough. Shout out to you guys from the Sunday League podcast. I've been listening to those guys. Those guys are good. You know, I'm jealous because they got a fucking theme song. We need a theme song. We need a slogan. They talk about their empire fears. We need a slogan. Think about that for next week.
A slogan?
Yeah, think about it. Not right now. Think about it for next week. We'll start off with slogans next week. We'll just say them randomly.
I'm gonna start writing them down.
You should
the whole week.
And then we'll just say them, and then we'll have like a.
Oh, there we go. We'll have a slogan off.
Yeah, and then we'll have a slogan off, and then we'll do like a voting thing.
Monday's locker room talk, the place where we pop you off.
Where we pop you off?
Yeah.
The fuck. Think harder. We'll talk about it next week.
It's off the top of my head, son.
All right. Well, we had a whole week. All right. Ain't that swears, dog?
Monday's locker room talk. Jacking you off so you can stay frothy.
No.